Hey friends, it's Friday, and John 13 is our chapter as we read somewhat chronologically because we are going back to the Last Supper for a few days here in our reading because John records so much about what Jesus taught at the Last Supper. But an incredible event happens here, and I'm just going to start reading at the beginning of John 13. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And then Peter gets scolded severely, as he had one other time. Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." I love that verse. Simon says, "Well, I want all of you, Jesus. So wash me from head to toe, not just my feet." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath need only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Now, there's more to this passage and so much here in this chapter, but I want to point you back to verse 14. "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." Jesus is speaking to 12 men. Yes, he even washed Judas's feet, we assume. But the disciples, I wonder if they had to remember. I wonder if these words rung in their ears over and over after Jesus died. Remember, they didn't know what to do. Their lives were in shambles. And then after Jesus was resurrected, I wonder if these words came back to them. I wonder if after Jesus ascended into heaven, which we'll talk about very soon, I wonder if as the church was starting and the disciples surely at times felt desperate and didn't know what the next step would be, I wonder if these men had to remind themselves, "We are here to wash one another's feet. I need to put my pride away. I need to put my opinion away, and I need to serve the other disciples, because that is a sign of being Christ-like." What a great lesson for us too. When somebody asks you what you do for a living, I'm assuming that you tell them whatever trade you're involved in or whatever organization you're involved in, or that you're a homemaker or a stay-at-home dad or whatever you have as a job. But you know, wouldn't it be cool if we were so immersed in God's word that when somebody asks us what we do for a living, the first thing that pops into our mind is, "I follow Jesus." If the second thing that pops into our mind is, "Oh, I'm a foot washer." That's what I do for a living. Wow, if I could live my life in that way where my default is to serve others, God could use me. God could use all of us. If we set our minds on this command Jesus gave to his disciples, do as I've done to you. Think about that today. I'll be back with you tomorrow for John chapter 14.